takes over as head coach while Russ Neinemeier begins his 33rd season at Sandy Creek. It's the Stars and the Cougars coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all tonight's action, we take you live to Miles Field in Kearney with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Miles Field. If you're a high school football fan, you have waited about 10 months for this day. It is the beginning of the high school football season back here on ESPN 1460. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us tonight for our first game of the year as Kearney Catholic will play host to Sandy Creek. A lot is expected of Kearney Catholic this year. They've got a good, strong team in terms of players in the talent positions, quarterback, wingback, running back. A lot of experience in those positions, but there are some major question marks. They have only one returning starter on the line, but he's a good one, Matt Bowman. And another question will be with the head coach. For the first time in quite some time, a new head coach as Bernie Madison moves on to his native North Platte, and former Star head coach Dave Colling takes the reins once again here at Miles Field for Kearney Catholic. For Sandy Creek, things have been rough here in the last few years for the Cougars as they went only 1-7 a year ago. One of those seven losses was to Kearney Catholic in the season opener for both squads a year ago as Kearney Catholic won near Fairfield by a final of 42-14. And a lot of enthusiasm. Numbers are starting to come back at Sandy Creek in terms of the numbers of players they have out there. And head coach Russ Neinemeier is optimistic that his team is going to be better this year than it's been in the last three, maybe even four seasons or so. But they have not had a lot of success in that time. And for Sandy Creek, they have eight starters back on offense and defense. So this, even though their team's relatively young, they have a tremendous amount of experience out there. They took their lumps a year ago. This year, they feel like they can get some damage done. They think that maybe they might be able to win two, maybe three of their first games. And when you consider the two of their first three games, and when you consider they play Kearney Catholic and Cambridge during that stretch, well, you know that they're thinking that this is a game they certainly can come to Miles Field and come away with a win. And so Kearney Catholic, Sandy Creek, the opening night of the high school football season. The Class A teams played a week ago. The rest of the state hits the field tonight, and it feels like football weather here at Miles Field. We're going to step away, take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk with the two coaches, Russ Neinemeier and Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic, as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back and talk with the coaches right after this timeout.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. It is week one of the football season, and that means we start things off tonight at Miles Field with Kearney Catholic welcoming in Sandy Creek. These teams have battled quite a bit here over the last few years, and we are pleased to welcome back to the New Tech pregame show the head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars, Russ Neinemeier, to take a look at their team. And Coach, I got your roster in front of me, and it seemed like I was going to see a bunch of seniors on it because the last couple of years we hadn't, and you still have quite a few underclassmen.
Yeah, we still are. We're still considered a young team. We do have some kids who are experienced, though, from the sophomore to the senior class, but half our team is made up of freshmen this year, so we're building for the future, but we're playing for today.
You still do have quite a few kids, though, that have some experience, I guess. How comfortable with you are you with this year's team?
Well, I'm pretty comfortable with that. We know, especially, you know, we at our skill position with Jordan Hawkinson, a senior leading our way. He's a three-year starter back there. We're asking him to do an awful lot for us, and hopefully tonight he will perform, along with our other skill people, Preston Hill and Ethan Lang. Two people have been starters for a couple of years, and we're really happy to get another starter back, Jameson Seeley. He's going to be making the move from Z-back back to the I-back tonight, and we're happy to get him back from he lost last year's from an injury leg all year long, so he didn't get to play. So we're happy with that. Of course, with our line intact from last year, we got three starters back up there in front, so we're ready for this tonight's ball game.
Russ Neinmeyer is talking with us here as they get ready for Kearney Catholic on the season opener. Coach, are you able to do more things, or have you changed anything offensively and defensively with a little bit more experience?
Well, I tell you what, we're going to try to build our team around the experience and our kids this year. So we have changed a few things. We might be a little bit more open up to the ball a little bit more, but again, we still have to execute. But defensively, we're staying about the same.
Coach, mentally, I mean, you come off zero wins, one win, two win seasons, doesn't matter what team it is, that can grind on you a little bit. And these kids young were taking their beating the last couple of years. Have they been able to come through that mentally? Did you see that in the off season that they still have a real good fire?
Well, I tell you what, they're eager, ready to go. They had a few good weeks of workouts during the summer. We had camp and did a tremendous job. The enthusiasm this year in practice has been great, and the theme for our year is to have fun. And that's what the kids are talking. You hear them talking about how much more fun they're having this year, and maybe because they know they got a chance to win ball games this year.
Let's talk about your defense a little bit. You spoke on your offense. Give us some defensive highlights for your team.
Well, I tell you what, we are got some kids back coming in, fairly strong, starting with Ethan Lang at a linebacker, defensive end position. He's going to be one of our key players back there, along again with Hawkinson Hill in the secondary. Sealy's been moved to a linebacker where he was a starting free safety a couple years ago in defensive corner. And then we've got Jared Taylor will help anchor the line up front for us.
Let's take a look at Kearney Catholic tonight. Maybe a different situation with a first-year head coach. Do you worry much about what they bring to you?
Well, I tell you what, they've had consistency on the coaching staff for many years up there, and I think that we're planning on that they're doing about the same thing they have in the past. So we're looking for a lot of wide-out receivings on the offense, a lot of motion, that type of offense. And defensively, we're probably still looking at their 5-3 and probably a 6-2 defense they'll probably run. Hopefully, that's what we have prepared for. So until we get the ball snapped in the air, who knows? But that's how we play. That's how we have a plan for this tonight's game.
We're chatting with Sandy Creek coach Russ Neinmeyer. Coach, does it make it easier that you and your kids have now seen this many times, at least from Kearney Catholic over the last 2-3 years?
Yeah, you know, we see it quite a bit anymore. You know, the trend in high school football has gone to the more the open offense and said the grind out running offense. So you see it more often. There's a lot more teams changing to it, and you know, so the preparation has been a little easier to get through than normal.
You touched on the kids feeling like they had a chance to win more ball games this year. You still have a real brutal schedule: Cambridge, Blue Hill, Ravenna, all teams that are going to be ranked in the top five here in the preseason. How important is it to play well on opening night, outside of the fact that you want to do that no matter what, but to give these kids the confidence that you think they already have?
Well, hopefully, you know, our schedule, as you mentioned, is brutal. And it's not an easy one from TAS, but we've got challenges ahead of us, and that's what we want to do with kids today. We want to challenge them and prepare them. But tonight with Kearney Catholic, it's just like playing, I feel like playing another top 10 contender, and that's how we're going to approach tonight's game.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck tonight and throughout the season. Always a pleasure to chat with you, and good luck to the Cougars.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's Russ Neinmeyer, head football coach at Sandy Creek. We'll be back and hear from Dave Colling in his first game back with the Kearney Catholic Stars right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Sorensen Construction builds for the future of Kearney, and the fine high school students playing in this game are the future. Best of luck from Sorensen Construction, fulfilling residential and commercial contracts in Kearney. A proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we are getting ready for the season opener for the Kearney Catholic Stars. They're at home tonight at Miles Field to take on Sandy Creek. And back at the helm of the Stars is Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling, and we're pleased to welcome him to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, it's opening night. You've got to be excited.
I'm very excited. The kids are excited. I think the fans are excited. And they're just ready to hit someone other than themselves, I think.
Well, we've had a chance to, of course, talk to you off the air. You've been through this before. You've been an assistant coach with the program. What are some of the things besides the practices that you're getting accustomed to again?
You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot more so now than there was years ago. But like I said, it's going. I got some great assistant coaches. You know, like Sean Harvey came back. Mike Pacheco's been here for 7, 8, 10 years. I got Coach Brungard doing the line, Coach Coop, and got a student teacher, Coach Towery, that's doing a great job with wings and wides. So I just feel like I'm surrounded with some great coaches.
Dave Collins.
Coach Mike Smith, I forgot to mention him with the linebackers.
What's different from the head coaching position, Dave, than maybe when you were working as an assistant?
You know, as far as getting, you know, the practice schedule lined up, the little paperwork stuff, the media stuff, it doesn't seem like it would be a ton of stuff, but it's quite a bit of stuff. And instead of just focusing on your position, you're trying to get all the positions to collide it as one cohesive unit. And so there's quite a bit of stuff, actually, and it's, like I said, it's great stuff. I love doing this, so not like I hate doing this stuff. So a lot of stuff you got to get to collide and all the coaches on the same page and stuff like that.
Well, your kids have been colliding with each other, so let's talk a little bit about the football team here as you get ready for Sandy Creek. The perception is no matter who was in charge or what was going to be going on, there's just a drop-off of kids that have had a lot of experience. You lose a three-year starting quarterback in Michael Klingensmith, and that's not the only kid that is not back off last year's team. From a coach's standpoint, where do you think you are with experience coming back, and how many new kids are going to be seeing the field tonight?
You know, we're going to have a lot of new kids seeing the field tonight. We lost 12 great seniors last year, so replacing those seniors is going to be tough. We got some young talent coming up, and like I said, you know, we got some seniors here. You know, we got 6 seniors out. We got 7 juniors. Of the seniors we have out, there's some quality players there, and same with the junior class, but 27 of our kids are freshmen and sophomores, so, you know, and a lot of those kids have never stepped foot on a varsity, you know, field to play. So, you know, we got some youth, we got some talent, and, you know, the first game, we'll know here in about 5 hours.
Coach, as you take a look at the talent that you have, your coaching style, what you have coming back, for Kearney Catholic fans and for the coaches and the fans that have seen you guys play in the past, will there be a lot of difference offensively and defensively, or is it going to look pretty much the same as it had the last 10 years or so?
You know, there's going to be some little twists and turns. Like I said before when I talked to you, Doug, we're not going to abandon everything and go with the wishbone for sure. Like I said, you'll be able to tell it's Kearney Catholic football.
Dave Colling, the head coach, back in the helm tonight for Kearney Catholic as they get ready to take on Sandy Creek. One of the kids that you do have coming back, and maybe one of the kids that's getting a lot of play, is Matt Bowman on the line. What do you have that's going to go around him?
You know, I can't say enough about Matt Bowman. Defensively, flies to the football, loves to hit. Offensively, he's bringing our young linemen, teaching them as we go, building them up, getting them ready to play. So just an incredible tool to have. Matt Bowman on the team.
Chris Kasnowski's been a little sick, been a little banged up. Will he be able to go tonight?
Chris Kasnowski's well again, yes. He came back actually Wednesday, had a little flu-like symptoms Monday, Tuesday, but he's 100% and he's raring to go also. Once again, that, you know, the great leadership these seniors are supplying is just phenomenal.
Dave, you have had a couple of kids banged up. Where's that going to most affect you going into the first couple of games here this season?
You know, we're wings and wides were a little short. Like I said, we were short before we had any injuries to boot. And just, you know, normally we have 16 wings and wides for Kearney Catholic football this year. We have 16 linemen. So it's just kind of a reverse of what we've had since I've been here, you know, in the last 3-4 years. The injury situation really, you know, when we talk about depth, we don't have a lot of depth. And so, you know, like our line, for instance, you know, taking Lance out of the mix a little bit. We got some young guys that are going to go in there, and we're, you know, going to play probably anyway, but it just creates, you know, the depth. We just don't have that, so that's kind of the, you know, a key injury here, a key injury there, and we're looking for guys to fill in.
Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling joining us for another minute here in the New Tech pregame show. What have you been most pleased with, and where have you come along the most in this fall camp?
You know, I'd probably say the seniors. They really stepped up their leadership roles. We've seen a lot of younger guys step up as well. And like I said, we'll know a lot tonight, whether those younger kids, you know, we see in practice, we see little baby steps, and I'm, you know, hoping tonight that we see a few more of those baby steps and get them to play closer to their potential.
And obviously you're worried about your team, and it's the first game. It's hard to know a lot about what Sandy Creek has. They've been so young the last couple of years. They still have a lot of freshmen on this year's roster, but they do actually, at least they're going to have some kids with some experience from the last couple of years. What do you know about them?
You know, they're a veteran team, from what I understand. They got their quarterback back. He's been, I believe, starting for 3 years. Got a running back back. So when you got some big boys up front, I think they average 215 pounds, something like that. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us tonight. They're coming into star territory, ready to play some football. So, like I said, we just really need our young guys to step up and to play, you know, up to their potential. And it should be a pretty good ball game tonight.
Well, everybody's going to be interested, as always, on opening night to see how things go. And, Dave, best of luck on the season opener to you and your staff and the kids. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, Doug, thank you very much.
That's Dave Colling, the head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us. For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with conditions related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley, Flug, and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Let's give you the starting lineup for tonight between Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic. We'll begin, first of all, for Sandy Creek. As we mentioned, they went 1-7 a year ago. Their starting lineup goes like this. And again, they return 8 starters on both offense and defense, so they are a pretty veteran ball club. And again, their starting lineup will look like this. At center will be Eric Kometscher. He is a 231-pound senior. The guards will be Christopher Waymeyer. Waymeyer is 193 pounds and a senior. Derek Wagner, the other offensive guard, he's 160 pounds and a junior. Jared Taylor will play one of the offensive tackle positions. He's 230 and a sophomore. The other offensive tackle will be Zach Ellis. He's 214 pounds, also a sophomore. So they got some pretty good size up front as they go 214, 193, 231, 160, and 230 up front. The split end, Preston Hill, he's a 138-pound senior. Also split out a little bit wide, more of a wing back, but they call him the Z-back. It'll be Austin Hoy. Hoy is 110 pounds and a sophomore. The I-back will be Jamie Seeley. He's 155 pounds and a junior. The tight end will be T.J. Common. Common, 190 and a sophomore. And the quarterback is Jordan Hawkinson. Hawkinson, 155 pounds and a senior. Not a lot of differences when we introduce their defense. Brett Peschick will make the start at strong safety. And also that will play defense that we didn't mention earlier was Russell Julin. Julin will come in essentially for Ellis on the deep, on the offensive line. The rest of the offensive linemen will stay and play defense. Julin will play defensive tackle. He's 216 pounds and only a freshman. And Brendan Porter is a junior, 135 pounds, and he'll play free safety when Sandy Creek goes back on defense. Now for the Kearney Catholic starting offense, it'll look like this. The center will be Anthony Donovan. Donovan is 5'9", 155-pound sophomore. The guards will be Trevor Sparks. He's 5'10", 180-pound junior. Matt Bowman, 6'2", 230-pound senior. They'll run a lot behind Matt Bowman, the only returning offensive starter on the offensive line here for Kearney Catholic. The tackles will be David Berknick. Berknick, 5'9", 160 pounds, and a sophomore. And Hayden McKelvey, 5'10", 155 pounds, and a junior. He'll play on the tackle position here for Kearney Catholic, who's a little short-staffed at the offensive line. We'll talk more about that here in just a second. So the Stars will give up a little size up front. The split end will be Creighton Pierce, 6 foot tall, 155-pound junior. Wing back will be Jacob O'Brien, 5'6", 145 pounds, and a senior. The other split end will be Drew Butler. He's 6'3", 165 pounds, and a junior. The running back, well, the fullback, first of all, will be Chris Kasnowski. Kasnowski a little ill earlier in the week, but he's back to pretty much full speed. He's 5'11", 180 pounds, and a senior. He'll play fullback, and the running back will be Colton Dorr. Dorr, 5'9", 155 pounds, only a sophomore. And the quarterback will be Jared Reinke. Reinke, 6 foot tall, 180 pounds, and a senior. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And as we mentioned, a couple of injuries here for Kearney Catholic that we should make note of. First of all, there's Lance Sorensen, who injured his knee. He normally plays left tackle, and a lot of times your best lineman is your left tackle. That may not necessarily have been the case here for Kearney Catholic with Bowman on the line, but Sorensen, pretty good size, and you like to have that left tackle there because that's the backside for your quarterback. Well, he injured his knee. He will not be playing tonight, and the backup quarterback will not be playing either. Tyson Colling has a stress fracture in his hip, and you just kind of worry about that getting all healed up. That could take 2 weeks. That could take a month. It could be some time before Tyson Colling is ready to play again here for Kearney Catholic. Those stress fractures, kind of a strange thing. They take their own little schedule to heal, so we'll see exactly how long it'll be before he's ready to play. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with some final thoughts here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll have some final thoughts and get ready for the kickoff when we return for the final few moments of the preseason before we kick things off here, high school football between Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic. We'll be back with the kickoff when we come back right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. And there is a name I left off. There's only one starter on the Kearney Catholic offense that doesn't play defense. That one starter would be Anthony Donovan. When that center comes off the field, Jacob Dakey will come in and replace him. Dakey, a 5'10", 165-pound sophomore, will play nose guard here for the Kearney Catholic Stars, who have a pretty tough go of it here in the early going. They play Donovan Trumbull. They also play Cambridge here in the next few weeks. And as a result of that, they really feel the need to get a win and get a good start to the season. Otherwise, they might find themselves behind the eight ball very early on in the season in terms of trying to make it into the playoffs. So Kearney Catholic very much wants to get a win here. Obviously, Sandy Creek, with the struggles they've had in the last few seasons, they very much would like to get things going and to have a positive start to the season as well. And isn't it great this time of year? Every team's undefeated in classes, well, most of the classes, C1, C2, D1, and D2, all of them are undefeated with very few exceptions that played in week zero. And so everybody has a lot of optimism, and rightly so, and a lot of energy out there as Kearney Catholic's being introduced. And a pretty good crowd here at Miles Field as we're just about ready to go. Feels a little like football weather. Temperature is probably in the upper 60s and dropping a little bit. It feels like football weather, and it kind of looks like the 1980s out there. The Kearney Catholic student body is celebrating 80s night, and I'll say the girls are in the mood for it because they kind of remind me of Olivia Newton-John in their and the video physical, which no one that's actually dressed that way knows anything about what I'm talking about. My daughter standing next to me, shaking her head. No one knows what you're talking about, Dad. You're absolutely right. I get that a lot at my house, and I get that at school, too. Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the final start is being announced here for Kearney Catholic. We're just about ready to go. Sandy Creek did win the toss. They deferred their choice, so Kearney Catholic will be getting the football to start the game. They'll be kicked off, too, here in just a moment. We're going to take one last break, and when we come back, the beginning of the high school football season here on ESPN, KXPN 1460 in Kearney, Nebraska. Randy Bushker along with you. Glad you could join us for high school football. We'll kick it off right after this timeout.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Sorensen Construction builds for the future of Kearney, and the fine high school students playing in this game are the future. Best of luck from Sorensen Construction, fulfilling residential and commercial contracts in Kearney. A proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with conditions related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley, Flug, and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members. Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Sorensen Construction builds for the future of Kearney, and the fine high school students playing in this game are the future. Best of luck from Sorensen Construction, fulfilling residential and commercial contracts in Kearney. A proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
And welcome back as the national anthem just wrapping up here. Again, for the Sandy Creek Cougars, the head coach, Russ Neinmeyer, assistant coaches, Jeremy Bohr, Jeff Kenton, and Ryan Heinrichs. And for Kearney Catholic, the head coach, as we mentioned, his second stint here with the Stars is Dave Colling. His assistants are Mike Pacheco, Rashawn Harvey, Paul Brungart, Mike Smith, Matt Coop, Rick Moses, and Brandon Todd. You can kind of tell it's college town because you got a lot of extra assistants to help you out, provided from UNK. And a lot of those guys have been around for a long time, former assistants with former head coach Bernie Madison. And Bernie, obviously, in action tonight, head coach of North Platte Bulldogs now. And a lot of these guys had been coaches. Rashawn Harvey making a return, basically, to the Kearney Catholic coaching staff. And good to see him Back with the Stars again. We're just about ready to go. Again, it will be Sandy Creek kicking off here because they won the toss. They deferred their choice to the second half, so Kearney Catholic will send back to receive the kick. Chris Kasnowski. Kasnowski's going to be back there with Jacob O'Brien. And teaming up here for Sandy Creek is going to be Jordan Hawkinson. And Hawkinson kind of does it all here a little bit. Starts both sides of the ball and is the quarterback as well. Hawkinson steps up and he puts his foot into it. Line drive kick that is going to go into the end zone for the touchback. So Kearney Catholic will get it first and 10 from the 20-yard line. So a good start to the season here for Sandy Creek as at least their kicking game kind of doing their part. Pinning Kearney Catholic back to the 20-yard line. Sandy Creek will be in their road white jerseys, their white helmets that say Cougars on the side. They have their red numbers and pants and lettering. And Kearney Catholic in their home green uniforms, the gold helmets with the KC on the side and green pants as well. Shotgun formation to no one's surprise. Jared Reinke in the shotgun, wide out wide to the right. Creighton Pierce, they put a man in motion that side. It'll be O'Brien, and they run the option right up the middle. Reinke will keep it, and Reinke has nowhere to go whatsoever as Sandy Creek's middle of the line is able to stuff things up there. Coming up is Anthony Grazer, and Grazer makes the stop after a loss of two on the play, as really it looked like Kearney Catholic's timing on that play just a little bit off, and as a result, it will be second and 12 here from the 18-yard line. Makes it awfully easy after a touchback. You know exactly where you got to get, and that'll be the 30-yard line. So Kearney Catholic will have one wideout to the right, three wideouts to the left, one back in the backfield with Reinke, who's in a shotgun. They put O'Brien in motion, high snap. Reinke comes up with it. Has to roll out to his right a little bit. He's looking downfield. He's got a man wide open, and it's caught at the 40-yard line. With it is O'Brien. He makes the cut to the outside, picks up a block, and he's gone, folks. 82 yards for a touchdown. Oh, when that broke open, that broke wide open. Reinke had to scramble around a little bit. Was able to find a receiver way downfield. He chucked the ball. I'm trying to figure out how many yards that would be. It'd be about 40 yards in the air, and a strike wasn't a perfect strike, wasn't hitting strike, but there wasn't anybody within 15 yards, and that goes for 82 yards and the touchdown. Now Reinke will try to tack on the extra point, and a snap is down. The kick is up, a line driver, and it is good. We've only played 57 seconds and an 82-yard touchdown bomb as Reinke is able to make the connection to Jacob O'Brien. It's 7-0 Stars, less than a minute into the game. We're back after this.
Sorensen Construction builds for the future of Kearney, and the fine high school students playing in this game are the future. Best of luck from Sorensen Construction, fulfilling residential and commercial contracts in Kearney. A proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with conditions related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley, Flug, and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activities. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Come back here to Miles Field, the first play of the season. I think you'd call a victory for the Sandy Creek defense. And the second play, definitely an 82-yard victory for the Kearney Catholic offense as Jacob O'Brien catches the ball and rumbles the rest of the way in for an 82-yard score. Here's the kickoff. Reinke will get it up in the air. They fake the reverse. So with the return here is going to be Seeley. Seeley on the outside cuts back to the inside, and he's going to be pulled down from behind after a nifty return out to about the 42, maybe 43-yard line. And making the tackle from behind, saving the touchdown perhaps, is Hayden McKelvey, as McKelvey ran a long way and was able to come up and make the tackle. So great field position here for the Cougars to start things off, as actually If he's across, they're going to spot it out to the 46-yard line. I thought he was short of that, but it will be spotted at the 46-yard line. So first and 10 for Sandy Creek from the 46. And we'll see if they can answer right back. They're going to go shotgun formation as well, as Hawkinson will call it out. Tall quarterback, and he'll just have that little quick handoff on the inside. With it is Seeley. Seeley to the outside, off tackle. And when they unstack things, it's going to be a nice gain of about 4 yards on the play. Good line surge there by the Sandy Creek offensive line. As we mentioned, their line pretty darn big, as they go 214, 193, 231, 230. They got some size out there, and they get the ball just short of midfield. So that's just a little bit short of a four-yard gain. And this time Hawkinson will get in under quarterback. One back in the backfield. They'll pitch it out to him. Seeley takes it to the outside and hit behind the line of scrimmage and stood up. First one there is Trevor Sparks. Sparks comes through and slows things down, starts the time up, and Jacob O'Brien finishes it off. And those 4 yards they gained, they just gave back, and then some more. It's going to be now third and a long 10, just a little bit, maybe the length of the nose of the football, about one football length more than 10 yards here on third down. So they gain four, and then they lose four. And we'll see what third down from midfield does here. Ball spotted about the 45-yard line. Hawkinson will step in under center. Again in the backfield is Seeley. They fake the reverse. He's going to roll around. He's got some pressure. He tries to step up and throw. Throws deep, and it is, I believe, incomplete. It looked like it was skipped even before it got into the hands of Preston Hill. And Hill couldn't come up with it anyway. Had he held on to that ball, I think that had been a tough call for the officials. In any event, when he didn't come up with it at all, it makes it very easy. It's fourth and 10, and this will be a punting situation here for Sandy Creek. And as I mentioned, Hawkinson does a little bit of everything. He kicks off, he will kick extra points, and now he'll punt as well as play quarterback and defensive back. The long snapper is Derek Wagner. Hawkinson gets everybody set. Kearney Catholic really doesn't send anybody out wide. It appears that they're trying to set up the return here. Hawkinson gets a good snap and a high, booming kick. And coming up with it is going to be Jared Ranky. Ranky, one blocker up the middle, tries to cut to the outside, spins around, and he is met by a whole pack of Cougars at about the 23-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for Kearney Catholic from the 23. The Stars have had only one first down, but it was a good one. It went for 82 yards and a touchdown the last time they touched the ball. So we'll see what they do here. And again, that line for Sandy Creek really did a pretty good job putting pressure on the quarterback, even on the touchdown play, and they also had a 2-yard loss the play before. So we'll see whether or not Kearney Catholic can get some time for their quarterback here, even though he really didn't need it. They're going to go with four to the right, that bubble formation, two wide outs and two backs on that far side, and they're just going to hand it right up the middle, and Kasnowski doesn't have much room to run. He gains maybe about 1.5 yards, and so just inside the 25-yard line, just outside the 25-yard line, that'll now make it second, and we'll call it a long eight. So the Stars here not getting that big surge off the line, but then again, they are outweighed by the Cougars' defensive line quite considerably. Kasnowski, one back in the backfield, three guys to the left, a little bubble screen. They get it out there and hit behind the line of scrimmage after making the catch is going to be Jacob O'Brien. And O'Brien might actually lose a yard on the play. Yes, he does. And so it's going to be second, check that, third and a very long 10 here. Third and 10. On our sister station, original hits, on Power 99, 98.9 FM. Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis have perhaps the Class C game of the night. Kicking off at 7:30 in about 15 minutes will be Ravenna and Elm Creek. Shotgun on third down here. Ranky has a little time, steps up and overthrows a well-covered Creighton Pierce. And that one really didn't have much of a chance for success. Pierce a little bit taller than the defensive backs in that area. And so Ranky does the smart thing, throws it up in the air, and figures if big number two can't come down with it, no one else is going to come up with it either. And he was right about that as he put it up in the air. A safe place to throw the football there because he had about 3 inches on most of the defensive backs in the area, and Pierce had pretty good ups. He was the only one that even had a chance to get his hands on it. So it will be 4th and 10, ball about the 24-yard line. Punting situation here for Jared Reinke, who will be back deep. Two guys back deep here for Sandy Creek to receive it. And Reinke with a kick, they'll be picked up at about the 40-yard line and met immediately, and flags being thrown as I believe there was a fair catch signal. And I didn't really see the hand up in the air, so it might be an invalid fair catch. But Jamison Nechesbled came up with the catch. And they're talking to the Kearney Catholic officials. I think Nechesbled had an invalid fair catch signal. And so they're going to back them up just a little bit. They're going to call that a delay of game. Or maybe he fair caught it and then ran with it. I'm not sure which. But in any event, it is a delay of game penalty that's going to be on Sandy Creek. So they'll be first and 10 from the 36 here. Quarterback keeper, nice little ball fake. And cutting to the outside is Hawkinson. Hawkinson gets the corner turn, and he's going to be awfully close to a first down before he's knocked out of there. And forcing him out of bounds is Jacob O'Brien. Great little ball fake. And then a nice little juke to the outside, and he's got more than enough for the first down. They're not even going to measure. So we'll call it a gain of 10 and a half here, and it'll be first and 10 from about the 47-yard line. So Hawkinson, a big, strong kid. They got him listed at 155 pounds, and he's probably about 6'1 out there. They fake the handoff. Hawkinson goes right up the middle, and he's wrapped up immediately by Colton Dorr, but Hawkinson is able to pull Dorr forward just a little bit, and by the time they unstack it, it's going to be right at the 50-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 2, maybe 2.5. Dorr kind of spun him down, but unfortunately for Kearney Catholic, he spun him forward instead of spinning him backwards. So he gains about 2.5 yards on the play, and it'll be 2nd and 7.5 here right from midfield. Sandy Creek has not crossed midfield as we are midway through the first quarter. Quick little pitch to the outside to Seeley, and Seeley's met right at the 50-yard line and dropped like a bad habit by Drew Butler. Butler closed that hole very, very quickly, and they're going to put the ball right on the 50-yard line. Really no gain. Maybe they moved it about 4 to 8 inches there, and as the ball now is squarely on the 50 instead of the nose of the ball just being on the 50. So it'll be 3rd and 7 here, and we'll see if Hawkinson's in the shotgun. Yes, he is. He has a wide out to his right, one to his left, puts a man in motion. They fake the handoff, and there is whistles and flags and stoppage of play. And most assuredly, that's going to be because Sandy Creek wasn't set. First game of the season, you make mistakes like that, and that'll be a legal procedure, 5-yard penalty, and we're going to go from 3rd and 7 to about 3rd and 12 now, as they'll move the ball right to the we're going to move it right to the 45-yard line. They're going to move it 5 yards and about 4 inches, as the ball is no longer right in the middle of the stripe. The nose of the ball is on the stripe, though. If you're Kearney Catholic, you'll take it. Shotgun formation here. Hawkinson fakes one way, throws it the other. A little cut back to the inside, breaks the tackle, and it's going to be enough for the first down. Great run there by Preston Hill, as Hill just kind of weaved his way through a sea of green, and he gains right at 15 yards on the play. And originally it looked like Kearney Catholic had a couple players that had an angle on him, but Hill was able to kind of snag his way through there after a nice little gain of about 15. So that'll be a first down here for Sandy Creek. So both teams with one first down here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic's was a little bit louder than that one. Hawkinson will pitch it out to Seeley. Seeley turns the corner on the outside and is going to gain about 8 yards on the play. Nice little option play. They pitched it out there, and saving the touchdown because there wasn't anybody left was Trevor Sparks. And that's going to be a nice gain of about 7.5 yards here for Sandy Creek. And Kearney Catholic had that big play, that 82-yard scoring drive, that scoring strike there. Second play from scrimmage. And now Sandy Creek putting together a pretty good drive. Remember, they had a couple of 5-yard penalties here. Quick little pass to the outside, and he should be down and is. Making the catch, but going on his knee to do it is Hill. So Preston Hill, when he made the catch, dropped to his knees, and he might actually have lost a half yard on the play. Doesn't move the sticks much at all over there. So it's going to be third and a full three here. They got to get down to the 30-yard line, and they got it spotted right at the 33. So third and three here, most assuredly, this is four down territories, as under center is going to be the quarterback, Hawkinson. One back in the backfield. They'll hand the ball to him. That's Seeley. Seeley cuts to the outside, spins around. He's going to be short of the first down. He's going to get the ball to about the 31-yard line, and they'll be fourth down there. Nice job of meeting the ball carrier by Colton Dorr and Chris Kasnowski. And once they made contact, they did not give up any yards after that contact. So it's going to be fourth down and a full yard, maybe even yard and a half after they spot the ball. They've got to get the ball to the 30-yard line. And it'll be fourth down here, clock running, 4:05 to go here in the first quarter. So we'll see what the call here is from Russ Neinmeyer. And they will put the quarterback in under center. That's Hawkinson. Hawkinson will keep. Cut up underneath. He's met. And did he lean the football forward? His helmet's more than across the 30-yard line. It looks to me like they're going to spot it right at the first down marker. I would believe that they've got enough. They are going to call a measurement timeout here to bring it out. It's going to be that close. It'll be first and 10 for the 30 for somebody. And they're going to bring it out. And if the stripe's correct and everything like that, Sandy Creek thinks they have it. And I think they have it as well. But we'll see here as they drag out the chains. And they're going to stretch the chains. It will be first and 10 by about the half the width of a football. It'll be first and 10 here for Sandy Creek. And Hawkinson just leaned it forward just enough as he was running the football. So now Hawkinson will go shotgun formation. Seeley will be off to his left. They have two wideouts to the right, one to the left, a similar formation to what Kearney Catholic runs quite a bit. And they'll put a man in motion, and they'll hand it off to him. Trying to cut to the outside is going to be Hill. Hill breaks a tackle, leans forward. He's going to be inside the 25-yard line. Gain of about five and a half on the play. And again, there wasn't much room there whatsoever, but Hild was able to find it. So that's going to be right at 6 yards on the play. That'll set up second and four. So now Sandy Creek kind of starting to get something going here. They've got three first downs on this drive. And now I formation, wide out to the right. They're going to run option. They pitch it to Seeley. Seeley hit in the backfield, is able to lunge forward. He's finally tackled and wrapped up there by Colton Dorr. First guy there was Anthony Donovan, as Donovan was able to knife at his knees. And he probably would have fallen down even if Dorr hadn't been there to finish things off. But in any event, he's able there to finish things off. So that'll keep him from getting the first down. It'll be third and one. And the head coach of Kearney Catholic, Dave Colling, has seen enough. He calls a timeout to talk to his troops about his defense. So timeout will be third and one from the 21. When we come back right after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Sorensen Construction builds for the future of Kearney, and the fine high school students playing in this game are the future. Best of luck from Sorensen Construction, fulfilling residential and commercial contracts in Kearney. A proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
And welcome back here to Miles Field as Kearney Catholic right now calling that timeout to try to circle the wagons a little bit. They lead 7-0 with 2:41 to go here. Sandy Creek, however, putting together a pretty good drive as they started this drive from their own 35-yard line, and now they've marched down to the 21 of Kearney Catholic. So they'll split one wide out to the left. They're going to go I formation. Another wide out to the right. They're just going to hand the ball off to Seeley, and Seeley met right at the first down marker, and he's trying to push the pile forward, and I don't know if he got it or not, but in any event, it'll be short distance if they don't have it. It's going to be awfully close. As the ball, again, is right on the 20, and they're going to give them credit for a first down here. So first and 10 for Sandy Creek. And, again, you take away that one play for Kearney Catholic. Granted, it's a big one, an 82-yard touchdown strike, but you take that away. Sandy Creek has outgained Kearney Catholic here in the first quarter. Start the clock with 2:23 to go here. First and 10 from the 20. Hawkinson with the pitch out to Seeley. Seeley tries to get the corner and being met right there after he gets across the 20-yard line. And he is pulled down rudely by Drew Butler. Butler's in there down at the bottom of the pile was McKelvey, kind of making a pile. And that's going to be a gain of about 2 on the play. So it'll be 3rd and 8. And for Kearney Catholic, I think they'd be content to see Sandy Creek try a field goal. But they've got a couple more stops before we talk about that very much. Minute 45 to go here, first quarter, 7-0 Kearney Catholic. Their home opener, season opener as well here for Sandy Creek. And Hawkinson, after being under center, will now back up. He's in the shotgun. And we have, I believe, a delay of game penalty. Yeah, it is. Delay of game penalty going to be whistled against Sandy Creek. And Hawkinson looks at the guy with the watch and says, those 25 seconds went by pretty quick. But that'll be another 5-yard penalty. Again, Sandy Creek on this drive has been able to work their way past a couple of 5-yard penalties. One was for delay of game when the punt returner ran with the ball after a fair catch. They also had a illegal procedure earlier in the drive, and they worked their way through it. Now it'll be 2nd and 12. Shotgun formation, Hawkinson stepping up, and he's going to be swarmed under. For Kearney Catholic, they had a lot of pressure on it. Chris Ritter was there. Trevor Sparks was there. Matt Bowman was there. A lot of pressure right up the middle for Kearney Catholic, and they came with a full house blitz. And the ball now is about the 32-yard line. Will be now 3rd down and about 22. What's in your playbook for 3rd and 22? I bet it's got something to do with the forward pass. So Hawkinson will actually go in under center. They might go with that old standby the draw, see if they can fool somebody. Hawkinson's going to roll out to his right. Only two guys are in the pattern, and Hawkinson slips and falls down. The pressure put on him by Bowman and also Sparks, but he just plain flat out slipped. Now granted, if that pressure doesn't come, they don't have to worry about that. He can just take his time back there. But in any event, another loss on the play, and they got to get down to the 10, and the ball is just short of the 40-yard line. So this is a punting situation, and Hawkinson will be in punt formation. Back deep for Kearney Catholic.